You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 17, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why federal pullbacks threaten NC environmental justice wins. Recent reports from February 17, 2026, paint a grim picture for rural North Carolina. Federal environmental policies are shifting rapidly under the current administration. These changes threaten to dismantle decades of hard-won progress in civil rights and public health. Advocates argue that the cancellation of billions in grants will leave vulnerable communities behind. The struggle for clean air and water is reaching a critical breaking point. History shows that Black rural towns often face these burdens first and hardest. The current alarm centers on the rollback of climate provisions from the Inflation Reduction Act. These programs once aimed to repair damage in marginalized neighborhoods. Now, many of those initiatives face total cancellation. This policy shift is more than a simple budget cut. It represents a retreat from the promise of environmental justice. To understand the gravity of these losses, one must look at the history of the movement. The fight began in the red clay of Warren County decades ago. In 1978, a company called War Transformer committed a massive crime. They dumped 31,000 gallons of toxic oil along hundreds of miles of roads. This oil contained polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. These chemicals are highly dangerous and do not break down easily. They can cause cancer and damage the human immune system. The state of North Carolina had to find a place to put the contaminated soil. They chose a small community called Afton in Warren County. Warren County was an intentional choice by state officials. It had the highest percentage of Black residents in the state. It was also one of the poorest counties. Scientific data showed the location was not ideal for a landfill. The water table was very shallow there. Local residents feared the toxins would leak into their well water. They believed the state picked their home because they lacked political power. This decision sparked a fire that still burns today. The community did not stay silent in the face of this threat. They organized a campaign of nonviolent civil disobedience. This struggle highlighted the sharing of power between national and state governments and how it often fails Black citizens. Leaders like Dolly Burwell stepped forward to protect their families. Burwell became known as the mother of the environmental justice movement. Her leadership proved that rural Black communities could successfully challenge the state. The protests in 1982 lasted for 6 weeks. Over 500 people were arrested for blocking trucks full of toxic soil. Civil rights leader Benjamin Chavis joined the front lines. During these protests, Chavis coined the term environmental racism. He used it to describe how minority communities are targeted for toxic waste. This term gave a name to a reality Black people had lived for generations. It shifted the conversation from simple pollution to a matter of civil rights. Protesters literally laid down in the road to stop the trucks. They used their bodies to shield their community from poison. Although they did not stop the landfill from opening, they won a larger victory. Their actions forced the federal government to take notice. They proved that environmental issues were linked to social justice and shared struggles against oppression across the globe. This resistance created the framework for modern environmental protections. The legacy of Warren County led to landmark studies. In 1983, the General Accounting Office conducted a survey. They found that 75% of commercial hazardous waste landfills in the Southeast were located in predominantly Black communities, even though Black people made up only about 20% of the region's population. A few years later, the United Church of Christ released a report. That 1987 study showed that race was the main factor in waste site location. It was even more important than income or property values. These findings turned local activism into a national movement. Between 2021 and 2024, the federal government made historic investments. The Justice 40 initiative was a major part of this work. It required that 40% of federal climate benefits go to disadvantaged communities. This policy helped fund air monitoring and clean energy in North Carolina. For a few years, it seemed the lessons of Warren County were finally being applied. many local groups received grants to clean up legacy pollution. By early 2026, the political landscape changed dramatically. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced the cancellation of billions in these grants. He labeled these programs as wasteful initiatives. This move has created a funding cliff for local health groups. Organizations like Clean Air NC lost $500,000 for air monitoring. Without this money, communities cannot track the toxins they breathe. The loss of these resources puts lives at direct risk. The impact of these cuts is felt most in rural areas. North Carolina groups have seen over $41 million in funding revoked. These are not just numbers on a spreadsheet. They represent canceled projects for clean water and better health. Many of these projects were designed to fix historical wrongs. The pullbacks are seen as a rejection of the right of marginalized people to have a safe environment. This reversal echoes the historical exploitation that has long plagued communities of color. Statistics continue to show a disturbing trend in North Carolina. Predominantly black census tracts face significantly higher pollution levels. A study in 2023 found that nitrogen dioxide levels are much higher in these areas. Nitrogen dioxide comes from traffic and industrial plants. Exposure to this gas is linked to premature death. In black communities, the mortality rate from this pollutant is 47% higher than average. This disparity is a modern form of the violence seen in Warren County. Rural communities also face threats from industrial farming. Eastern North Carolina is home to thousands of industrial pig farms. These operations use open-air hog lagoons to store liquid waste. This waste is often sprayed onto nearby fields. Residents living near these lagoons report high rates of kidney disease and infant mortality. Ammonia levels in these areas are often far above safe limits. These communities have been fighting for better monitoring for years. The current federal pullbacks make these problems worse. When the EPA stops monitoring factory farms, the residents suffer. They are left with the cumulative impact of multiple pollutants. There is often no legal or financial way for them to fight back. These policies target the same demographics that the state targeted in 1978. Rural, poor, and black residents are forced to live with the waste of industrial society. This ongoing crisis highlights the contradictions between the Enlightenment and the reality of black freedom in America. Pollution does not only harm health. It also creates a massive economic burden on families. The phase-out of tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act is a major blow. These credits helped low-income families lower their energy bills. Projections show that energy costs will rise for the average North Carolinian. By 2030, many households will pay over $200 more per year. This cost is hardest for those already struggling to make ends meet. The loss of federal oversight also means less protection from coal ash. North Carolina has many pits filled with toxic coal byproduct. These pits contain heavy metals like arsenic and lead. These chemicals can leak into the groundwater that people drink. Without federal mandates, utility companies may be less likely to clean them up. The cost of cleaning up these sites often falls on the taxpayers. This creates a cycle of poverty and poor health that is difficult to break. The state legislature has also moved to weaken environmental rules. New laws aim to speed up permits for industrial projects. Critics say these laws remove the chance for public input. This mirrors the situation in Warren County in 1982. When the community is shut out of the process, the environment suffers. The lack of transparency leads to more toxic sites in vulnerable areas. These decisions prioritize short-term profit over long-term community health. The situation in 2026 feels like a step backward in time. The winds of the past were rooted in the recognition of environmental racism. The movement taught the world that pollution is not distributed equally. It won the right for marginalized communities to speak for themselves. The 2021 funding was meant to be the next step in that journey. It provided the resources to turn those words into real action. Now, those resources are being stripped away. The first and hardest doctrine is still a reality in North Carolina. When federal protections weaken, the most vulnerable communities feel the impact immediately. This is why groups are sounding the alarm so loudly. They see the same patterns emerging that led to the Afton landfill. Decision-makers often ignore the health of rural Black people. They assume these communities do not have the resources to fight back. This assumption has been proven wrong before. The spirit of Warren County lives on in new generations of activists. They are using data and social media to organize. They are connecting local pollution to global climate issues. While the federal pullback is a major setback, it is not the end of the fight. History shows that progress often comes in waves. The 1982 protests did not stop a landfill, but they started a revolution. Today's activists hope to do the same by protecting the winds that still remain. The reporting from February 2026 is a call to action. It highlights the need for constant vigilance. Environmental justice is not a one-time victory. It is an ongoing struggle that requires both funding and political will. Without both, the gains of the past can quickly disappear. The people of North Carolina know this better than anyone. They will continue to lay down in the road if they have to. Their health and their history depend on it. Copyright, African Elements.